From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra fighting. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Perrott, Gail Gordon, Alan Reed, The Sportsman, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
It's easy, so easy, so easy to do.
To make him say CC just when he won't agree is very easy.
It's easy.
When you know how.
It's easy, so easy to do.
To get a kiss or two when he refuses you is very easy.
It's easy. When you know how.
Says no, no to your many charms.
Move a little closer,
then you're in his arms.
So follow him, my friend, until the very end.
To make him love you,
it's easy.
When you know how.
It's easy, so easy, so easy to do. It's easy when you know how.
Well, if you were an important radio star, you'd probably buy every newspaper you could get your hands on in order to see if your name or your picture was in it. For instance, the other day, I was out at Judy's house, and she was clipping publicity items for her scrapbook.
Howard, look at this newspaper item about me. I think it's terrible.
Well, what does it say, Judy?
It says, Judy Canova rose from mighty circumstances to her present position. She is entirely a self-made girl.
Huh. What's so terrible about that? Aren't you a self-made girl?
If I was self-made, do you think I'd put myself together like this? You know something, Howard? I'm just having an awful time finding my picture in any of these newspapers.
Oh, but Judy, here's your picture right here. What's wrong with this?
Oh, the picture's all right, but to put it in with an auto repair ad. just look what it says under my picture. Look at that.
If your chassis is twisted and your bumper is out of shape, don't be discouraged. Look what we did for this hopeless wreck.
Howard, I'm getting more and more convinced that Breezy Jones, my press agent, don't get me the right kind of publicity.
Ah, but Judy, didn't he pull a big publicity stunt for you last week?
Well, he had me drive a car in downtown Los Angeles with a blindfold over my eyes so I couldn't see where I was going.
Well, didn't you attract a lot of attention?
Nobody even noticed me. I drove just like the rest of the Los Angeles drivers. Say, by the way, Howard, Breezy Jones is coming over today to take some more publicity pictures.
Oh, well, then you probably want to get yourself fixed up, Judy, so I'll run along. See you later.
Bye, Howard. Geranium. Oh, Geranium.
Yeah, Miss Judy.
Geranium, I want to get as glamorous as I can for some publicity pictures. Would you fix me up?
Miss Judy, I've got the glamour stuff right here.
Well, shoot it to me.
Yeah, it's a bottle of skin beautifier called L'Azur L'Amour Hubba Hubba Griffith Park. Woo-hoo!
Well, tell me now, does it really do the trick, Geranium?
Does it? Honey says right here on this bottle, a small portion of this lotion gives your man oceans of emotional notions.
Okay, I'll try some later, Geranium. Right now, I want you to put some of them invisible hairpins in my hair. Did you get some?
I sure did, Miss Judy.
Well, now, are you sure they're invisible?
Invisible? Honey, the man at the store said they've been out of them for 3 weeks and he's still selling them.
Geranium, I sure hope that press agent has got some good ideas for publicity this time.
Now, you know, Miss Judy, I got a lot of publicity once done a stunt on a radio quiz program. Yeah, I was a flagpole sitter.
No fooling.
Yeah, honey. I sure looked funny sitting up there on that pole for 3 days.
I bet you did.
Yeah, a little boy came along. He said, "Look, Mama, that blimp is still fastened to the mooring mast."
What in the world is all that hammering about?
Oh, it's Pedro. He's on that ladder right outside your window.
Well, you run along and get my hat, so I'll be ready for the publicity pictures. I'm going to open the window and find out what Pedro's doing. Pedro! Oh, Pedro!
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Pedro, what are you doing up there on that ladder?
Well, Senorita, I am putting up a radio aerial so I can hear your program better.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice, but why are you hammering so hard?
No nails. Well, Senorita, are you going to be on a television?
Could be. Why?
Well, I'm saving up all my money to buy a television set. Golly, it's got me all excited.
You mean you can't wait to see what those wrestlers do when they get a man in the ring?
No, I can't wait to see what Dr. IQ does when he gets a lady in a balcony. Senorita, I sure like to listen to your radio program.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, Paige.
I even made up a little poem. Maybe you can use it.
A poem? How does it go?
Like this. Mary had a little skunk. Its fleece was black as ink. And when she brought it into school, it caused an awful lot of trouble.
Oh, thanks, Pedro. I'll use it some night when I want to get off the air in a hurry.
Well, I am all through my work now, so I will go for my lunch. Hasta mañana.
A tasty banana to you too, Pedro.
Judy, Mr. Breezy Jones is here to see you.
Never mind introducing me, Tutch. I'm already in. Hello, sweetheart. I brought over your press clip. And, sweetheart, they love you. They love you all over the country.
You're just the feller I
want. Davey, look at the publicity break for you. Quote, the opening premiere of Archer Triumph drew a capacity crowd of Hollywood celebrities. When Lana Turner arrived, 20 photographers snapped their cameras. When Ingrid Bergman arrived, 30 photographers snapped their cameras. And when Judy Canova arrived...
2 kids snapped a bubble gum. Breezy, why don't you give me publicity like the other stars get? Now look what it says here in the morning paper. Right here. Rita Hayworth has been attending the dog races at Meadowbrook where the surf meets the turf.
And what does it say about you?
Says... Judy Canova has been going to the dogs at Pismo Beach where the debris meets the sea. Breezy, sometimes I think you don't know the first thing about publicity.
Sweetheart, how can you say that? Why, I'm the man who made California oranges popular.
You are not. You're not. My brother Zeke made California oranges popular. He worked at a place where they crated them.
Well, how could he make California oranges popular?
Well, every time he came to a bad one, he stamped it Florida. It was a mean trick, too. He got the idea in Florida. Yeah, he used to stamp Admiral Halsey on all the naval oranges.
Sweetheart, you're forgetting that terrific campaign I put on for you. Didn't I get you all them titles?
What title?
Miss Avocado of 1947, the girl with the crooked stems. Miss Income Tax of 1948, just take a look at this complicated form and make your own deductions.
Breezy, that's terrible publicity.
Baby, you keep fighting me. I'm Breezy Jones, press agent. I'm no J. Gordon Manfield.
Manfield? Who's he?
Who is J. Gordon Manfield?
That's what they said.
Well, lady, he's only the greatest public relations counsel in the country. If it wasn't for him, half the thrones in Europe would have vacancy signs on them. When he made nylons popular, he put 10 billion silkworms out of business. And just this year, he gave the women of America the new look. He raised men's curiosity by hiding what they liked to see.
He did all that?
Yeah, honey, and that ain't all. When he takes a client, he tells her what to say, what to wear, how to dress, and where to go.
Well, then he's my boy.
Oh, sweetheart, Jake Gordon Manfield wouldn't handle you for $1 million. Get wise to yourself, baby. You've been getting by all this time without any S.A. at sex appeal.
Yeah, and from now on, you're going to get by on your S.S. and U.I.
What's that?
Social Security and Unemployment Insurance.
Hello, everybody, hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it. Leaves it shimmering with glorious, natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinses. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair. Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Well, because Judy is dissatisfied with the kind of publicity she's been getting, she's determined to see the famous public relations counsel, J. Gordon Manfield, and convince him that he should guide and manage her career. At the moment, Mr. Manfield's secretary is talking on the telephone in his office.
Australia calling? Sorry, Mr. Manfield is busy. London calling? Oh, sorry, he's talking to Moscow. What? Oh, just a moment, I'll see how long he's going to be.
What's that?
Товарищ, понедельник, воскресенье, братцы студое, признает, да-да-да, не построк, спасибо, вторник, нет-нет-нет.
No, no, it's no use, Joe. I suggest you stay there in the Kremlin. Your act will never be popular here in America.
Mr. Manfield, London is calling.
No more calls today, Miss Hickson. I can't seem to find the one type of client I want to handle.
Just what are you looking for?
Miss Hickson, I'm fed up with sprinkling stardust on gold-plated personalities. If only I could find someone real. Someone without any affectation or superficiality. I'd pick her up and mold her as a sculptor would a piece of common clay. She must glow with the inner spark of talent, but above all, she must be genuine. She must ring true. Ah, if I could only find her. The one girl who is absolutely simple.
Howdy, Mr. Manfield.
I'm sorry, miss. You're just a little too late. Mr. Manfield hired a scrub woman this morning.
Don't worry, lady. I ain't going to take your job away from you.
Young woman, this is not a public thoroughfare. Is it your custom to march into a private office without an appointment?
Well, Mr. Manfield, I know this is kind of informal-like, but I've been told I need a public relations counselor and that you're the best. See, I'm Judy Canover, and I've got a radio program of my own.
Miss Canover, in coming here, you're wasting both your time and mine. I'm a very busy man. I accept very few clients. And what is more, I have never even heard your radio program.
Oh, well, golly, you ought to listen to it. I sing a few songs and cut a few didos.
Cut a few didos.
A few didos.
I haven't heard that expression in 20 years.
Well, I brung along a recording with me. Can I play it on that machine over there?
Cut a few didos. A recording. Oh, yes, yes. Go ahead and play it if you like.
This is the part where I sing. Put on a skillet, put on a lid. Mammy's going to make a little shortening bread. That ain't all she's going to do. Mammy's going to make a little coffee too. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Two little children laying in a bed.
He is cracked open like shortening bread. Biscuit good. Oh, but said, but I'm gonna talk about the shortening bread. Mammy's little baby never shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby never shortening bread. Mammy's little baby never shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby never shortening bread. Every night before I go on to bed, I run to the cupboard for my shortening bread. Grandma goes, can't make a bed, but she's full of pep for making shortening bread. Pep! 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 I like it hot. No, I like it cool. I like it hot. I like it cold. I like it hot. I like it cold. I can eat it when it's
Canova, did that come out of you? You know, that was very good. I believe you have possibilities. I like your novel way of putting over a song. Have you ever been in pictures?
Yeah, quite a few.
Were they bee pictures?
Bee pictures? No, they's about people. Yeah, but you know, once they wanted me to play in a picture opposite Dorothy Lamour.
You? Opposite Dorothy Lamour?
Yep, I was the most opposite thing they could find.
You see, Miss
Hickson? And they looked, believe me.
They did. Oh, Miss Hickson, how unaffected she is. Frankly, Miss Canova, I'm interested in you.
Oh, golly, that's swell.
Now, what else do you do on your radio program?